April showers bring May flowers, blah, blah, blah. But those flowers are starting to spring up. And maybe time to invest in your garden. But you don't want to break the bank to make it beautiful. Here to share with us some cost-conscious gardening tips is Frankie Flowers. He's the gardening expert for City Line, the North American syndicated awesome show that I happen to participate on. Frankie, hello there.
Hey, how are you doing today? And Bruce, you're awesome on that show as well.
Thank you. Well, we have a good time. How much should people in their mind think that they will spend to plant and maintain a garden in a season? And I know it depends on 12,000 factors, but is that like $100 for annuals and that's it? Or do you need to be including all those kinds of things that you might spend, you know, like once every couple of years you add in a shrub? What's the ballpark?
So, you know, it depends on property, right? And property size. So if you're in a condominium and you have a terrace and you're just doing a few containers and you may be doing one with some veg or herbs and you're doing some annuals, it's pretty easy to spend $100. If you have a larger property, which actually has a lawn, several gardens, a couple areas for containers, it can be easily $1,000. And sometimes if you're really budget conscious, it can be $500. And then there's some that are spending several thousands of dollars per year on their properties.
We are doing a segment on gardening and low-cost approaches. I know my mom's a gardener, so she would just laugh at the idea of trying to save money. It was like, no, it costs what it costs. It's got to be amazing. But for other people who are more budget conscious, they'll want to know what the biggest costs are and how they could mitigate them. When you think about the items, what really are the things that can break the bank? Is it, you know, the purchase and maintenance of a tree? Is it the lawn? Is it the annuals? Like, what's the biggest basket of cost, pun intended?
Okay, what I want people to think of, let's say that we do a purchase on a tree. Let's say that we place that tree properly in the front yard, and then what it does is during the winter loses its leaves, but in the summertime shades your home. That tree, if properly placed and has some good design, by shading your home will reduce your energy costs in terms of your air conditioning inside your home, and in the long term can actually save you money while adding value to your home. Lawns in themselves, if you're doing a maintenance package where you're actually putting three applications of fertilizer, you're doing some seeding, you're also putting fuel into that lawnmower itself, there could be a cost. And then with annuals themselves, a lot of times now people have kind of converted where they just do a little pockets of annuals and then they have perennials. So the perennials are like fireworks banging off, giving them some color. And then the little bit of annuals they have give them that constant sizzle of color. And then there's some annuals that are very inexpensive that you can still buy 48 annuals in a tray. So it's 12 boxes of four plants in a tray. And they can range about $20 to sometimes as little if they're on sale, about $15.
What is your stance on lawns, seed versus sod? I do love a nice sod job. I mean, it's amazing. It's like a miracle. All of a sudden, there's a lawn there. Seed does not catch the same way. But from a dollar standpoint, what's the difference?
So from a dollar standpoint, seed's always going to be at least half the cost, even if not more. For little patches, though, sod is one of the best things that you can do, because the reason why is once you put that sod down, it actually goes and takes to the ground, but it also eliminates the chance for weed seeds to take grab and then germinate. So then if you got weeds after the fact, then you're going to have to spend some money on some different products to take care of the weeds and or some extra time to remove the weeds. Time is the biggest cost. And if you can use your time wisely where you're enjoying your outdoors and then maybe use that other time that you have available to make money, I think that's pretty good.
How do gardening stores manage their merchandise in a similar way or a different way to other retailers? I mean, I can imagine that there's a real season. Those garden centers that are in the parking lots around you, they have a very short season. Then at the end of their season, they put everything on sale. If you were a smart shopper and really focused on getting the deals, how would you play it?
So first off, I'm just going to give you a little context. So my family has two garden centers.
Yeah, I know. That's where you got inside information.
Yeah, one in Bradford. We're also a grower. My family grows for several retailers in Canada. So when it comes to when do you buy? Okay, so if you want to make sure that you're getting what you want and you're really particular on variety, then you're going to have to buy early in the season because you're going to have to make sure that those are available. If you're not and you're somebody that actually wants to save some big bucks, if you wait till around July when many garden centers in those parking lots start to clear out, a lot of the times tree shrubs and perennials at those garden centers are still pretty good. Even though they're looking maybe a little on the rough side, you can cut them back, pop them in the garden, give them some water, boom, that perennial doubles and doubles every time. Those are some really great deals as well. We often forget about little things that community organizations are doing. So there's plant sales that many hort societies do that you could also get great deals. There's friends, there's family. You know, if you have a friend that has a wonderful perennial garden, I guarantee you they need to divide their plants. And with that, you can just say, hey, you know, I'm your buddy.
Give me some hostas.
Give me some plants. You know, share the love. If you have a new party, if you're having a party, and you say to your friends, I have a sunny space. So let's say you have a new home and you want to have a home housewarming party. I have a sunny space. Bring me one snippet of a perennial plant from each one of your gardens that's for sun. All of a sudden, you have your collection of your friends, and you saved a whack of cash.
It would seem like one of the biggest ways to save money is not making mistakes. Because a lot of times, if you don't do your research, you've bought this extraordinary insert name here, cedar or dogwood or whatever, and you put it in the wrong spot. There's no place for it to grow in the light that it is supposed to have, and then it just dies. How do you avoid those kinds of costs?
Number one, I always say to people, make sure you plant the right plant in the right place. And what that means is making sure that you're looking towards light, so sun and indoor shade. The other thing is a lot of people go to garden centers in the spring, and with that, people go there hungry. So they go there hungry. It's like going to the grocery store hungry, and you're just looking for color. And you go up, and you're like, that's a real pretty plant. And you just go ahead, and you just grab that.
You mean literally hungry, like they haven't eaten lunch, not hungry to make a gorgeous garden?
Well, they're hungry for color. They're hungry to make a gorgeous garden. They just want
hungry.
Spring. So they're going there without a list, without a plan. And with that, that's when they start buying the wrong things for the wrong place. You have to go there with a list, with a plan. And I call it your garden groove. You got to find those plants that are going to work for you. So let's say that you're a plant killer and you always have a sunny space and you want some annuals. Dragon Wings Begonia. This guy here, drought tolerant plant. There's another variety called Whopper Begonias. That one there, if you drive around residential areas that have restaurants and commercial sites that are around, you look at those commercial patios on these restaurants, the only plant at the end of the year is that Dragon Wings or that Whopper Begonia surviving. There's some great plants out there that, number one, will save you time and save you money. Often a plant that saves you time saves you money.
I love it. And finding your gardening groove. Fantastic. Thank you, Frankie.
Okay, you guys have a blooming great day.
A blooming great day. Frankie Flowers, gardening expert, Breakfast Television, City Line.